Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Cody Mulliken and Justin Oswald, and we are talking about the C4 Car Cruise coming up on Saturday, May 18th. It's the fourth annual C4 Car Cruise, and guys, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
How are we doing today?
Not too bad, not too bad. So the fourth annual Car Cruise, just take me through, Cody or Justin, whoever wants to start, kind of how you guys got started with this, what are some changes maybe this year coming into the fourth annual, and just kind of some background information on the event and what folks can expect.
Cody Mulliken presented me about 4 or 5 years ago with this C4 Crawford County Car Club idea, and I fell in love with it immediately and jumped on board. The first year we had the show, and it was a very big success. So then the next year we had a show as well as the car cruise that we had started for the first time that year. And that was both events, again, were a success. So we just continued it from there, and now we're doing the fourth cruise and the fifth show, and it's been really great. And we get lots of local support, and it's been wonderful that way. A lot of great car people out there.
Yeah, and Cody, it looks like 5 stops here on this this cruise this year. You're going to the Horseshoe, you're going to Hooch's 2, Mount Zion Pub, the Tin Shed, Bob and Sharon's Main Tree Bar, and Boondocks. And so, yeah, kind of traveling through Crawford County there. Is have you seen, you know, bars and businesses and stuff kind of pick up support as this kind of has gone along?
Yeah, exactly. We try to switch our locations year to year throughout the county, mix and match, make sure that we try to support them as much as they support us. They really like us coming and stopping there. We try to give them a heads up about our numbers and our time frame to make it easier for them and their staff. And we've had great support. We try to change our route every year, and we try to hit different ones just to make it fair for everybody.
Yeah, and you says here on the flyer as well, free entry to participate in the car cruise as well. You're going to be stopping about 45 minutes or so at each of these locations. Door prizes at each stop, 50-50 drawing. So you guys got it going on. At every single stop, there's going to be an opportunity for somebody to walk away with something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we spend all year long collecting donations and door prizes, whether we do it online from companies or we're working locally with businesses around Crawford County and some in Boscobel and Grant County. And we do everything we can to get as many prizes and gadgets we can to give away. And we want to keep everything free. So our main thing is keeping the car cruise and the car show both free for everybody. They already spend a lot of time. They're wasting their day, their money, their effort to bring their cars out. So we don't want to nickel and dime them on the back end. And also with donations, we have a donation bucket usually during registration and throughout our events that if people want to donate to the car club and our causes, they can. Most generally, we use that money to pay for insurance and operation costs for the club. And we do our best to keep those at a minimum. Anything that we usually have remaining or extra, we try to find a local cause within the community to try to give it back to. So we were fortunate enough this year, we were able to donate to 5 summer rec programs throughout the county. And so we sent monetary donations to 5 different Little League programs from all different villages and towns. And it wasn't much, but maybe it was enough to help them out a little bit. And whatever we have year to year, we try to forward that back into the community to some sort of community project. We've done park projects in the past, American flags that we've donated to villages and communities and things like that.
Yeah, and then sign-up starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, May 18th at the Horseshoe. Cruise leaves at 10:45 a.m. You're estimating an end time around 4:30. And then what can folks expect? Obviously, you know, you're going to be going to those different stops. Are there any other rules as far as obviously you want to keep everybody together, that kind of deal? Are there any other kind of things people should expect on the day of, or any questions if they have, where can they reach out to, things like that?
We hammer Facebook pretty hard. So if you keep track of Facebook, C4 Crawford County Car Club, we hammer that with new sponsors, with the door prizes that we will be giving out. The businesses that we stop at will also be giving donations when we show up, stuff like that. So we hammer that really hard, but otherwise you can try to get a hold of Justin Oswald or Cody Mulliken on Facebook too, and we'll answer all your questions and give us a call or whatever. But basically we're just a laid-back group of guys, and we get a bunch of car people together, and we just hang out and enjoy everybody's rides. And it ain't a race. We just cruise to each spot and hang out and have a good time.
There you go. You can't beat that. It's the C4 Car Cruise, the fourth annual, coming up Saturday, May 18th here. 90 miles, 6 locations, 5 stops, all in Crawford County. Free entry They'll be signing up at the Horseshoe at 9:30 a.m. on the 18th, leaving at 10:45 a.m. there. So, Cody and Justin, thanks for joining us, and good luck this year.
Thank you.
Thank you much.